This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. Currently some fog, a little bit of mist, overcast skies, and 35 degrees in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is Monday, the 16th day of December of 2024, 9 days until Christmas and just under 2 weeks until the start of 2025. And it's hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the end of the hour, we will have our daily history lesson. We'll tell you about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We'll let you know about some celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about some of the special events being acknowledged for today and this week. And then we'll wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. We do that every day. We wrap things up. We give Ian Welsh an opportunity to show his knowledge. Mm-hmm. We give him three choices for our number for the day quiz. Based on the math, just by guessing, you should get one out of three right. So 33% for the week is always the number one goal. And to be above 33% would be a passing grade. Below 33% is a failing grade. But we want more than that. We want it to actually be a winning week, which is more right than wrong. Then past that, we'd like it to be an all-time best week, which is currently 4 out of 5 right. And then we're still trying to get that ultimate perfect week, 5 out of 5 right. We've still not been there, not even been really sniffing it anywhere close to that recently. No. In fact, it's been a bit of a struggle the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, you had a failing week. You only had one right, I believe, that week. And then last week, you were got off to a slow start. It came down to the final day. I think you got the first two wrong last week. Then you got Wednesday right.
Yep.
And that got you to 33%, but then you got it wrong on Thursday. So that meant it was all on the line on Friday, but you were able to get it right and get a passing grade last week. It would have been not good to have back-to-back failing weeks, but we're able to pull it out at the last moment. And be able to celebrate on Friday and enjoy the weekend. But today we'll go at it again, and that'll be at about 9:55, 9:56 this morning. Mm-hmm. Would you like to know the topic for this day's number for the day quiz?
I would. What is the topic for today's number?
It is fuel efficiency.
Fuel efficiency.
I'll give you a little more. Based on the speed limit.
Fuel efficiency based on the speed limit.
So it has to do with driving.
Interesting.
so it'll be a little
to think about. Definitely.
Yeah, so it's actually good for a number. It's good for, can people be traveling here during the holiday season?
Big so holiday travel plans.
We'll give you a little bit of a note how to save a little bit of gas. But that will be coming up at the very end of the program.
Nice.
I also wanted to mention here, because late in the last hour, I received a message on our internal communication system. Of course, here at Civic Media, okay. Got that internal communication. And Rocker works for Civic Media. Rocker is part of our Saturday night show called Max Inc. Radio from 6 till midnight. Huh. And there's nothing but music. It's Wisconsin music. It's hosted out of Madison. Rocker and Terry Barr and some others bring state music. And he sent a note because he's got a family that's involved at Stevens Point Senior High. And he sent a note about the Spash dance team. And I thought this was really nice because he's showing great pride in terms of his daughter, who is an assistant coach with the Spash dance team.
Aww.
And they won a competition this weekend in Eau Claire. And he sent me this long message saying that they were the overall champions for the large varsity. They were first in the large varsity jazz. They were fifth in POM, first in small group, second in large varsity solo, third in duet, fourth in large varsity solo as well. So it's nice to see the pride involved. And and the thing about it is the dance teams, they compete all over the place, high school dance teams. And they take it as seriously as a basketball team does or a hockey team does. And I just thought this was kind of nice. I mean, he's showing great pride in his daughter. And he sent out the message to me this morning. He said, hey, could you know, this is just for your information. He didn't say for me to mention it or anything, but maybe do something with it. Maybe put something up on the website with a story. And I said, yeah, I can do that. And I said, I would also mention it here on the program. So congratulations to the Stevens Point Area Senior High School Dance Team for winning their competition in Eau Claire. And again, if folks out there, you're tuned in right now and you got family members involved in dance or anything like that, and they're doing great things, always send me a note. I'm always interested in that. We like to not just talk about Donald Trump. We like to talk about good things as well. So
as I start off the second hour of the program on a high note.
Exactly. So I thought that was kind of cool. And again, I just like it when folks have great pride in their family and also great pride in their community. And we talked about a little bit last week. I did a blog posting on the Marathon Cup hockey tournament. And I said, you know, these events where they're local events. I mean, so many people talk about the Packers and the Badgers and the Brewers and the Bucks and all that stuff, which is great. Yeah, absolutely. But don't forget about the area athletes and the area events and the area teams, and to go and see those athletes in action and student athletes, and to have pride in your local communities. And it doesn't have to always be about the Packers and all that stuff. And I understand, yeah, everybody loves the Packers and they really want them to do well, and obviously last night they did well again, winning 30-13. But at the same time, it's great to think about, you know, what's happening around here. And I thought
these kids work incredibly hard.
Absolutely. And it was great to be at Green Heck Turner Ice Arena on Saturday for the Marathon Cup to see so many folks supporting their teams as four area hockey teams competed both Thursday and Saturday. Saw Wausau West defeat D.C. Everest in the championship round 4-2. Mosinee defeated East Merrill United in the consolation round 8-1. The great celebrations that were held by the Warriors and their students and their fans and their families. 18 consecutive Marathon Cup tournament championships for the Wausau West Warriors. It was just outstanding. But again, it's just a wonderful event. It's every year folks that sometimes don't even go to any other hockey games, they'll come to this one or these ones because it is the Marathon Cup, because it is an opportunity to bring folks together and to show support for our area as well as always the statewide professional and college teams as well. So again, congratulations to Wausau West winning that championship in the Marathon Cup. I hope you heard of the action right here on 98.9 WXCO. If you missed the game, you can go to our audio archive. If you go to WXCO.fm, you click on air, that will take you to all the programming, and you just click on the sports topic, and then you look for WXCO Sports, and all of our previous broadcasts are right there. So you have a chance to tune in. And we had a busy Saturday at both the Central Wisconsin Storm in action. They defeated the St. Croix Valley Fusion Saturday afternoon by a score of 6-2. Friday night had a big upset win for the Wausau West boys basketball team. The Warrior boys won in Stevens Point, and I can't remember the last time they won at Stevens Point. It's been a very, very long time, and they were able to win 55-50. If you missed that broadcast, the Storm or the hockey, it's all there. Marathon, Newman, Wausau West Sports, all at our WXCO Sports page. Again, go to WXCO.fm, click on the on-air tab at the top. It'll take you to the shows, and then just find WXCO Sports, and you can listen to all of the broadcasts. And if you click on a particular broadcast, it'll take you to the page, and you can even download it. You can save it to your computer as well. So a lot there, and it's really great on our website. You can get podcasts of all of our programming, this show, all the other shows around Civic Media as well. Also in sports last night, it was the Packers defeating the Seattle Seahawks by a score of 30-13. So the Packers improved to 10-4 on the season. They are right there. They're very close to clinching a playoff berth. They're still in it in terms of the NFC North, but it's going to take a lot of to happen for the Packers to win the.
I was talking to my dad about that last night, and I wasn't sure if the Packers were, you know, they got the playoff, or they still have to play a couple more games. I wanted to chat with you first. So if they win the next game, does that mean they're in the playoffs, or is it?
I have to look there, but I mean, they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, it would take just a disaster for them not to make the playoffs. And you have three games remaining. The NFC North remains the best division in football. Yesterday, Detroit saw their 11-game win streak come to an end. They fell to the Buffalo Bills 48-42. So now the Lions are 12-2. The Vikings are 11-2. They take on the Bears tonight on Monday Night Football in Minneapolis. So if the Vikings win, they would move into a first-place tie with Detroit at 12-2.
Wow.
And those teams also play each other coming up in the final week of the regular season. So it could all be on the line. The Vikings, they play the Packers in the next to last week of the regular season, and then they take on the Lions in the final week of the regular season. So these teams all still in it in terms of the NFC North. But it really opened up with that Detroit loss yesterday to the Buffalo Bills. Also over the weekend, the Wisconsin men's basketball team snapped their three-game losing streak. They won on the road at Butler on Saturday, and Marquette lost for the second time this season. They led Dayton by 10 points at halftime, but then saw Dayton outscore Marquette by 18 in the second half of the game, and Marquette fell to Dayton 71-63. The time is 9:18. Hopefully your Monday's off to a terrific start. Again, a little bit dreary out there. Overcast, some fog out there, a little bit of drizzle as well. Mild start, 35 degrees. We'll take a timeout. Have more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22. Again, overcast sky, some fog and mist, temperature of 35 degrees. I wanted to kind of explain a little bit my rant in the last hour. I was thinking about this, and it came across as maybe a little bit too strident when I was talking about, I don't take anything away when it comes to the $1 million donations that people like Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and Sam Altman are making towards Donald Trump, and I also don't take it back anything in terms of the ring kissing by people like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski and the Google founder that is, or Google, you know, CEO that is heading down to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump. I think it's all wrong because, again, I just think that this preemptive aspect of knowing what Donald Trump really wants to do and then basically giving him some runway to do it is the wrong way to go. But at the same time, I would say that going into the new administration, if, and that's a big if there is something out there that Donald Trump proposes that those that are independent or Democratic in their leanings politically can agree with, then absolutely work with the man. Absolutely try to do some good. It should not be just what the Republicans have done so very often, both during the Obama administration and during the Biden administration, where, no, we're not going to allow them to do anything because then they get a win, and then all of a sudden it makes them look good. No. If there is something that Donald Trump comes up with in his administration that you can actually work with that would be good for the mass of the American people, then absolutely do it. But what I am seeing here right now is this idea of just basically covering their own rear ends in order to protect their wealth, protect their power, protect their privilege within American society. And that's wrong. It's just wrong that after the election this time around, there's this different attitude. The first time around, it felt as though, hey, we're going to stand up against any irregularities that occur within a Trump administration, that we understand that Donald Trump has said some very, I would say, out of the mainstream things when it comes to certain aspects of American society, and we're not just going to allow him to be able to do all of this that would be against the better good of most Americans without some pushback. It just feels like a lot of these folks are lining up saying that Donald Trump is going to be better this time. Donald Trump is going to be successful. Donald Trump is more mature. That is not the way to go into this new administration. But again, I am somebody that does respect the results of an election. And Donald Trump did win the election. And again, I know there are folks out there that see their own irregularities, but I cannot go down that road. I just think that the best way to do it right now is to realize that whether we like it or not, Donald Trump got the electoral votes needed to win the presidency, and that he will take the oath of office on January the 20th. And again, if there are certain areas that you can work with an idea or two, absolutely. Got to do the right thing for the American people. But this preemptive getting on your knees and saying, Donald, please don't hurt me, is inferior. It makes me exceptionally upset. And again, I just think that we need a little bit more of the resistance mindset, even if I don't want to go back and say, okay, we're all going to be in the resistance. No, that's not the way to go about it. But it's about standing up for the principles that I think this country stands for and not giving him $1 million checks and enriching him and the people around him. I mean, it reeks from head to toe. And that's, basically what I was talking about in the last hour. And again, it came across, I think, as rather strident. But at the same time, I am somebody that believes in trying to make things happen that are good for the American people. That means not saying no to everything if there are ideas that are good for the American people. But basically, most of the ideas, I mean, we're hearing ideas as wacky as RFK Jr. and somebody close to him talking about taking away the polio vaccine. I mean, this is out of mind, out of crazy. This craziness. I lose my the language. But, I mean, it's crazy to think that they're talking about trying to take the polio vaccine off the market. I mean, just craziness. So, again, do not kiss the ring. Do not trudge your way down to Mar-a-Lago. Don't give them $1 million, which, again, it sounds like it's protection money. It sounds like the big boss, Donald Trump, wants the payment to make sure that nothing bad happens to Facebook or nothing bad happens to Amazon or OpenAI. No, you don't play that game. You show strength, but unfortunately, these are very, very weak people whose number one priority is protecting their own wealth.
Pretty much the whole inauguration fund is a big publicity stunt. He's basically using this to kind of, you know, expand his image and show his power. There's no relevance to it at all. It's basically you're just doing it to show off how rich you are.
I mean, it's ridiculous, the amount of money.
Just following him blindly without opposition is not a good mindset to be in. I mean, like you said, if he has ideas that people can work with and actually we can help people, then I think it's worth to at least try to find a compromise. But if you just go along with every single idea he has and think that it's like a gold mine, I mean, what does that say about you? What does that say about him? What does that say about the ideas? Like, it doesn't matter what the idea is, as long as it comes out of his mouth, it's like a voice of God. Just, you know, we gotta use our heads, people. We gotta be smart about this.
Coming up next, we'll have an information update, find out what's happening in the news, weather, and sports, and another example of bending the knee that occurred over the weekend. ABC and a lawsuit that was placed against it by Donald Trump, and again, it's called Surrendering Before the Battle. We're going to talk about that coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, And on the Civic Media app tomorrow, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. Tell us about the holiday month activities going on at the main library here in downtown Wausau and the branch libraries throughout the county as well. So Robin Vargas from Marathon County Public Library, her every other Tuesday visit tomorrow morning here on the program. Today I wanted to focus again on the bent knee aspect of so many groups and individuals and even news sources towards Donald Trump as we get closer and closer to Inauguration Day. We are just over a month away, 1 month and 4 days away from the inauguration, where Donald Trump returns to the White House on January the 20th. Another story that came out over the weekend involves ABC News, George Stephanopoulos. And just a mind-blowing settlement between ABC and Donald Trump. And it just continues the pattern of the wealthy and the powerful trying to curry favor with Donald Trump, so he's not mean to them. ABC settled an absurd lawsuit. Donald Trump puts out these lawsuits that are just crazy all the time. Donald Trump doesn't pay his lawyers then, but in this case, he got ABC to do it because ABC basically wilted when they had the case to win. ABC settled this defamation lawsuit brought by Trump over George Stephanopoulos' completely defensible on-air statement that Trump had been found liable for rape. ABC, as part of this settlement, will donate $15 million to Trump's presidential library. And I use presidential library in quotes because this is a thing that has not yet been built and currently exists only as a website maintained by the National Archives. The network also agreed to pay $1 million towards Trump's lawyer fees. And according to a commentary that I saw, it says it continues Trump's streak of never paying for his own legal bills, and that's way too true. And ABC and Stephanopoulos also pledged to make a statement saying they, quote, regret, end quote, the remarks. It's just another example of how the mainstream media is already kowtowing the second Trump term in office. And also, again, speaks to the importance of independent outlets that will not be intimidated. According to a commentary on the public notice website, it's Aaron Rupar. I follow Aaron Rupar on social media. Very, very strong comments following Donald Trump and pointing out, I think, a lot of the weakness that's being shown right now by many in the media, many in the tech sectors, and many other powerful and rich folks. Trump had this lawsuit that basically said, had an argument that says it defamed him to say that he was found liable for the rape of E. Jean Carroll when he was actually found liable for forced digital penetration. I apologize for using such language here, but it's got to give you the facts here. Stephanopoulos' comments were consistent with how the presiding judge described the case. Under the criminal laws of the state of New York, rape requires forced penile presentation. However, the judge in that case explicitly stated that the finding that Ms. Carroll failed to prove that she was raped within the meaning of the New York penal law does not mean she failed to prove that Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. That came from the judge. The judge said, based on the common understanding of the term rape, Donald Trump raped E. Jean Carroll. And that should have been it. That should have been it. But because public figures such as Trump are held to a higher standard of proof in defamation cases, so he should have been required to prove that ABC and George Stephanopoulos knew that calling Trump a rapist was a lie or had recklessly failed to investigate whether that was true. Well, the judge himself said it was true. So Trump had no leg to stand on here. And as much as Stephanopoulos' defense seemed like a slam dunk, obviously a couple of things happened that ultimately led to this settlement. And according to the public notice commentary, first, there was a district judge named Cecilia Antonaga, who was appointed by President George W. Bush, refused to dismiss Trump's lawsuit when it should have been tossed right away. Next was Trump winning, of course, the 2024 election. And he has made it clear. One of his goals of his second term is going after media companies that he doesn't like and corporations that he doesn't like. In fact, Trump has another lawsuit against another media corporation, CBS, accusing them of election interference. This is just, I mean, just garbage. The guy's an idiot, but I shouldn't have said that. I withdraw the statement. I'll keep that in my head. But he accused CBS of election interference for an interview with Vice President Kamala Harris that he alleges was misleadingly edited to show her in a better light. Hey, Don. Editing interviews is a standard practice for shows like 60 Minutes. That happens. CBS has a motion to dismiss pending, but Trump filed the case in the Amarillo Division of the Northern District of Texas. Why, you ask? Well, he was guaranteed to draw his own hard right appointee, a judge named Matthew Kaczmarek. Kaczmarek is the only judge in that jurisdiction. He is best known for giving conservatives whatever they want, and that does not bode well for the CBS television network. But the ABC lawsuit seemed like it was going to be an easy win, but yet they've decided to settle and give $16 million to Donald Trump. Basically, it's the same thing as what we saw the last week, where you saw Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and Sam Altman all give $1 million checks to the Trump inaugural committee. It's designed to curry favor with Trump as he enters office. Again, it's about getting on your knees and saying, please, Donald, please, please be nice to us. We're going to be nice to you. In fact, Deborah O'Connell, you may not know that name, but she is the person that is in charge of ABC News. She's already had dinner with Trump's new chief of staff. So, saying, I'm sure that conversation was, oh, we're going to be fair and nice to Donald. Please be nice to us as well. Please let us have our seats in the White House press office. Please, please, please. And what does that sound like? We're going to get a commitment from ABC or MSNBC after Joe and Mika went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring, that we're going to get hard-hitting coverage of Trump's second administration? Sure doesn't sound like it. That's what these people do. In fact, a number of months back, Civic Media's corporate office received a note from a lawyer, from a law firm, from another media group here in central Wisconsin that said for me to stop saying certain things on the air, that they're listening. And if I don't be nicer to one of their people, they might come after me. And that, hey, they let us know they're listening out there. Well, I'm not going to stand back. If somebody gets arrested, I'm going to say it. So, and again, all this kowtowing to Donald Trump is embarrassing. I mean, again, Scarborough and Brzezinski making that suck-up visit to Mar-a-Lago because they fear retribution from Trump sort of started the ball rolling. I mean, you have Bezos declining to endorse anyone in the 2024 election when this paper was ready to do it. You have the billionaire owner of the LA Times interfering with his own paper's reporting multiple times, killing stories unfavorable to Trump. Even going back a few years when CNN fired Jeff Zucker, replacing him with Chris Licht to ensure CNN's coverage of Trump was more neutral. It's called obeying in advance. It's giving power to Trump before he even starts his second term in office. It's sending a message to everyone out there, whether you're a media company, whether you're a corporation, the best move is to be nice to Donald. Comply with Donald. Do not report critically on Donald, because that might result in a lawsuit. So again, it just keeps on going. It keeps on going down this trek down the hill. And there are going to be folks that do report hard on Donald Trump, but there's way too many right now that are lining up, and this line is getting very, very long. It's getting longer than a line to see Wicked at the movie theater right now. It's getting where you can't see the end of the line, where all these people are just basically standing up to say, Donald Trump, please be nice to us. Donald Trump, please don't be mean. Donald Trump, please allow us to be still the powerful, rich folks that we've always been. You're obeying in advance, and it gives great power. This is how fascism, authoritarianism seeps in. Mm-hmm. And again, the idea that that Trump and others will be filing all these defamation cases, and then you have to basically say, oh, Donald, we're sorry, even though there was nothing to be sorry about. I mean, Pete Hegseth has already said that he'll file defamation lawsuits against media outlets who have reported critically on him. Well, doggone it, there's reason to be reported critically on you, Pete Hegseth. You want to be the defense secretary. Well, man up. These folks and their threatening of lawsuits are showing who the weakest are right now in the media and in the rich corporate world that we live in right now. So again, I just thought that today I wanted to point out the weakness that needs to be fought against as we get towards Inauguration Day on January the 20th. And for ABC in the last couple of days to actually settle a lawsuit they would have won easily, it sends another very, very distressing signal to where the media, where corporations, and where the wealthy are going to be lined up during the next Trump administration. The time is 9:48. We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson. Yep, we're going to find out about some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We're going to talk about some of the celebrity birthdays that are being celebrated today. Talk about some of the special events that are being acknowledged today and also this week. And then we will have as well our daily history lesson and our daily number for the day quiz. Still a little under the weather here. My mind has got some holes in it this morning, but we'll have our number for the day quiz with Ian coming up as well. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmschul. The time is 9:49, 98.9 WXCO. What are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at them. I think they think I must be out of touch, but I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and on.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmschul, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, the 16th day of December of 2024. We are up to day number 351 of this year. We are down to 15 days remaining in this leap year of 2024. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1770, composer Ludwig von Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany. On this date, in 1773, big, big day in American history, the Boston Tea Party took place as American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard to protest taxes.
Very important a day in history. It's one of my favorite historical events.
Yep, Boston Tea Party on this date in history. On this date in 2003, President George W. Bush signed the Can-Spam Act of 2003 into law. The law established the United States' first national standards for the sending of commercial email and requires the Federal Trade Commission to enforce its provisions. On this date in 2010, Larry King concluded his CNN talk show after 25 years. On this date in 2019, Mariah Carey's single, All I Want for Christmas Is You, reached number one on the charts 25 years after its release. And on this date in 2022, a huge aquarium in Berlin burst early on a Friday, spilling over 260 gallons of water, around 1,500 exotic fish, and debris onto a major road. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Leslie Stahl, one of the anchors of 60 Minutes, is 83 years old. Xander Berkeley of The Walking Dead turned 69. Actor Benjamin Bratt of Law & Order and Private Practice is 61. Comedian J.B. Smoove of Curb Your Enthusiasm as well is 59 years old today. Miranda Otto of the Lord of the Rings films is 57. Kristen Ritter of Breaking Bad and Jessica Jones is 43. And Theo James of Divergent is 40 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events, it's Christmas Bird Count Week. It's Gluten-Free Baking Week. It's Cookie Exchange Week. It's Boston Tea Party Day. It is Chocolate Covered Anything Day. So if you like chocolate, cover it up, cover anything with it.
Yeah.
It is Stupid Toy Day. And it is Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. those are days to acknowledge here on the 16th of December of 2024. All right, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
We give Ian Welsh three choices every day for our number for the day. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right, which is 33%. So every week we go into the week with a goal of at least 33% correct. If it's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If it's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But we want more. We want it to be a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And then, of course, his best week ever was 4 out of 5. Mm-hmm. So we want to get to that level. And then we would love to get to the ultimate level, the biggest top prize, a perfect week. I've never done that. So let's do this.
Yes.
Our number for the day for this Monday. It is. And do you remember what the topic is?
It was fuel efficiency when it came to the speed limit.
Yep. All right. Our number for the day. The percentage increase in fuel efficiency when driving 55 miles per hour instead of 65 miles per hour. So if you're going to 55 miles per hour as opposed to 65 miles per hour, what percent increase in fuel efficiency occurs? Is the correct answer 5%? Is the correct answer 10%? Is the correct answer 15%? So what percentage increase in fuel efficiency when driving 55 miles per hour instead of 65 miles per hour? 5%, 10%, or 15%?
Okay. I got to go with my gut here. I'm going to say a B. I'm going to go with 10%. Start off the week. It's my final answer. I'm locking it in. 10% is what I say.
The percentage increase in fuel efficiency when driving 55 miles per hour instead of 65 miles per hour is 15%.
Really?
Yes. Sound surprised.
I'm just doing the math in my head. And 55 to 65 is 10%, so I just thought it'd be a logical choice.
That's 10 miles per hour, not 10%.
Yeah.
So your math was a little off right there.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, 0 for 1. We'll try to get back on the winning horse tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Monday.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody. Have a good day.
Tonight, it's Marathon Girls Basketball at Colby. 7 o'clock for the tip right here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library tomorrow. And until then, have a great Monday. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.